Hi, I'm Jennifer Hancock, founder of Humanist Learning Systems, and today I want to talk about science because it works. And today is Earth Day, and the Earth has a lot of problems, and we humans are causing some of those problems. And it would be nice if we fixed our problems, wouldn't it? Science, because it works. And I've talked about this before, but I'm going to talk about it again. Now, when it comes to thinking critically and using science, this is a personal responsibility. You can't just rely on other people to tell you what to think because people lie. There are charlatans who would love nothing more than to take your money and get you all worked up about how some group is doing something horrible. And what they're doing is you're taking your time, money, and resources and funneling it into their pockets and preventing you from addressing the very thing you're actually concerned about. All right, so learning how to think critically, learning how to spot when someone's lying to you is a basic life skill. And it's your responsibility to learn this skill because without it, you can't proactively fix your problems or our societal problems. So let's talk about why we should be supporting science. Because right now we have an administration that is trying to delete data, science data. It's very upsetting that there's a rejection of science coming from the highest office in our land right now. So let me give you a few things about why science is worth protecting and supporting. Less dying. Less people die with science. And I'm not just talking about medical care. That's a huge part of it. Without science, lots of people die. With science, fewer people. People still die, but fewer people die. And that's reason enough to care about science. Because at some point, all of us get sick. And at some point, it would be nice. Like, I am alive today because of science. Because a couple of years ago, my gallbladder died. It went gangrenous on me. When they took it out, it was, it basically, they had to put a bag around it and it kind of dissolved because it was in that bad of shape. They could do that, and I re could recover in a few weeks from that, and they could save my life from the sepsis that was in my system because of this, because of science. Science is awesome. And anybody who says, oh, science, they're idiots. Don't be like them because science works, it's important, and it saves lives. And there's a reason why medicine, you want science-based medicine in your life. Science can help us with better relationships. All right, the humanistic psychology was all about using brain science to help us thrive as human beings. What does it take? What do we need for our brains to work well? What kind of relationships do we need? You know, all how do we break bad habits that are killing us, like smoking? These are all realms of psychology. It's part of it is pharmacology and biology, but psychology is biology, and we shouldn't forget that. And humanistic psychologists and using science, my son, when he was little, had a childhood absence epilepsy, and it was because of science he could function in school and not be absent, right? His brain was short-circuiting, and science allowed him to function. Because science, right? It used to be that people would think, oh, they're having an epileptic fever, maybe they're being possessed by a demon. We'll pray, right? Well, that might work, but probably not. Science worked. Science worked for sure, right? How to improve your social relationships, how mothers and babies bond, how husbands and wife bond, what love is. This is all studied and it's helping us live better, fuller lives. We're helping people deal with depression and live better despite depression. We're helping people. Science is helping people with the basic function of life. And the more we destigmatize mental health care, which is health care, the more people are going to benefit from this. Technology and engineering. Who doesn't have? I'm recording this on a computer. Technology, it's awesome. Science is awesome. Science made this possible. My house, I live in a hurricane zone. And you know what? We've been hit with the hurricane. And you know what? My house didn't fall down. You know why? Science. It works. All aspects of your life. What, a bridge? How many people drive over a bridge every day? Science. Science keeps that bridge from collapsing. Yeah, it's important. Meaning and purpose in your life. Even that lends itself to science. I have a friend who runs a company called Intentional Insights, and his whole thing is about applying science to the problem of meaning and purpose in life. And there's science for that. Science works. So let's talk about areas we should be applying science where it's contentious. Right? And the first one is the environment. It's Earth Day today. And there's a march for science going on right now. And it's because of the environment. Now, I hate to break, if you don't understand this, this should not be controversial, right? But we are dependent on our environment, right? We need fresh water. We need clean food that's not going to poison us. We need the environment. Without a clean environment, we die. So why would we not want to make sure our environment's clean and taken care of? And we can use science for that. Why wouldn't we use science for that? That just blows my mind. And I understand people have an ideological reasons why they reject science, but that's stupid. There is no polite way to say it. It's stupid. If you are rejecting science because of your ideology, that's stupid. It just is. Because every time you reject reality, you hurt yourself. You want to solve your problems, you need to embrace reality. Because reality doesn't go away just because you don't believe in it. It's still there. It's still going to kick your ass. So don't ignore it. Pay attention to it and fix it. Right? Embrace it. Your health, our collective health. We have so much knowledge on how to fix our health problems, and we don't use it because we have these stupid ideological blocks that are preventing us from accepting the science. Because it's inconvenient. We don't accept the science on abortion. We don't accept the science on end-of-life issues. Let's stop sticking our head in the sands. These problems aren't going to go away on their own magically. And let's start using science to solve them. The economy. Oh my goodness, the economy. Yeah, we need to apply science to that as well. Okay? Yeah, reality-based approaches work. Rejecting reality causes problems and more suffering. And I don't know anybody who wakes up and says, "Hey, I'd like to cause a lot of suffering today." No one thinks that. Everybody I know, even people who have ideological differences with me, are compassionate people who want the world to be a good place for people. Very few people say suffering is good, let's cause people to suffer. Very few people think that. So let's use the tools at our disposal. Let's get our heads out of our patooties and start paying attention and start learning what will actually work and then do that. Instead of saying, "Oh, but I have a disagreement on this because of this," or "I think and my thinking is more important than the science." No, your thinking is not more important than science. Let's embrace science. It works. It's changed lives. It's saved lives. Let's use it to fix our problems, please.